It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. New York has become the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States. It has 50% of the cases in the country and is facing severe shortages of critical medical supplies needed for patients and medical workers. New York is throwing everything it can against the wall in its fight against the virus, and some expect the peak of the epidemic to still be weeks away. Jennifer Kingson, managing editor at Axios, joins us for the fight for New York. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to check in on New York amid this coronavirus pandemic that we're facing right now. It seems to be the epicenter right now in the United States. There's over 25,000 cases right now. I think they have 5% of the world's COVID-19 cases and about 50% of the cases here in the United States. Jennifer, tell us what is going on in New York, because I know they're facing a tough time and tough trouble coming too. I think they said the peak of this is still 14 to 21 days away.
New York State and the city in particular, where I live, are the hot spots for this pandemic in the United States. And the numbers are really staggering. They're astronomical, as our governor, Andrew Cuomo, said yesterday. Consider this. Today's update, we had 30,000 cases in the state, of which 5,000 are new since yesterday morning. The article I published today was based on yesterday's number of 25,000. Of the 850 deaths throughout the United States, 300 have been in New York State and 200 have been in New York City. The significant thing is that as goes New York, so goes the nation. We are, as Governor Cuomo put it, the canary in the coal mine for the United States. And the protections that we've put in here and our experience trying to solve this spiraling problem will be illustrative for other places in the country that it's just a matter of time are going to see these kinds of numbers and this epidemic sprouting next. While we're seeing it in various places, the wave that's hit New York is louder and bigger than any place else, and it's possible that just as we're coming out of it, other places in the country will be going through what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the stress test that the country is facing right now. And Governor Andrew Cuomo has been very vocal about all the help that they need out there, whether it's protective equipment for hospital workers, ventilators for patients that have severe symptoms. So he has been very vocal about that. Before we get into some of the other numbers, I did want to talk about why New York has become this hotspot there. And a lot of it, it's pretty common sense. It is a destination city right there. I mean, it's like an international hub. And then the population density, there's just a lot of people cramped in close quarters.
You're absolutely right, Oscar. There are two defining factors. One is that we're the most cosmopolitan place in the country, arguably, with not just a lot of foreign travelers coming and going, but large population of immigrants who are visiting family abroad, coming back, people coming through for conventions to New York. So that's one factor. We have a lot of people coming and going. Density. The New York Times called a front page headline yesterday called density a trait defining New York life, and it couldn't possibly be more true. I myself live on the 34th floor of an apartment building in Manhattan, and my building is so large that it has its own zip code. There's one zip code for my building. We have a grocery store in the building that's internal only for residents. This morning, I went out to the supermarket in my neighborhood, which is, I would estimate, about the size of, say, a 7-Eleven or something where you'd stop for gas along the highway. We are just crammed in small aisles to shop, work, go to school. It's just a place where everybody's accustomed to being together. One thing that's notable is our subway, known as the MTA. As of yesterday, when I checked, 23 workers were sick, and a lot of other workers were calling in sick, saying they couldn't come. That, combined with budget cuts, has the already cheek-by-jowl nature of riding the New York subway just as bad as ever. When people are riding together with masks, it's a hotbed for contagion.
Talk to us a little bit about the hospitals, because I know they're facing the worst of this with trying to help patients. It's been described as a cacophony of coughing packed in emergency rooms by some, just people packed in there to the gills because there's very limited space. I think even ventilator tubes are being split in half to accommodate two patients at once. Tell us some of what the hospitals are facing.
I can only imagine, since I'm working from home and sheltering in place, how terrible it must be. And we all have to acknowledge what heroes our doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel are to be staffing these overcrowded hospitals and health facilities every day. As Governor Cuomo has repeatedly outstated, we have 53,000 hospital beds in New York State, and we need 140,000 for what is expected to be the peak of the outbreak in New York, which could come sometime between the next 2 and 3 weeks. It's really dire. There's a huge shortage of protective equipment and medical gear, with ventilators being at the top of the list. The officials in New York State have been very outspoken in saying that they have used every method they can possibly think of to try to procure the equipment they need, the ventilators in particular. And as you mentioned, they're experimenting with technology to see if ventilators can be used for two patients. They're using experimental drugs that were fast-tracked by the FDA. They're going to experiment with plasma from people who have developed antibodies for use in coronavirus patients. They're really pulling out all the stops here. And while this is New York coming together and doing what it can in its finest hour, this could be what things look like throughout America in the coming weeks and months.
You said you've been sheltering at home. Just some personal thoughts on what it's like there at this epicenter in this hotspot. How has the social distancing been working? Just give us some thoughts on that.
I grew up here in Manhattan. I lived in the city for many decades, and I walked away from the ashes of 9/11 on that terrible day. I remember so well staying home. My office was closed. It was in Lower Manhattan, and hearing the helicopters overhead going out into empty streets where everyone was frightened. It has a little bit of that feel, except that now when you see your neighbors or fellow New Yorkers on the street, instead of giving one another sympathetic looks or starting a conversation about everything that we're experiencing communally, we shy from one another. We walk away. We have to keep our distance. And that is difficult and painful and isolating, as it is for people across the country as we weather this storm together.
Jennifer Kingson, managing editor at Axios, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.